Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, Devil Wears Prada singer Mike Hronica. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks so much for being on the show. We're here to talk about the new album, 818, out in stores now. The 818 tour will be getting underway November 2nd, runs through December 20th. And Mike, overall, 818 presents a heightened sense of sadness and misery. When that's the goal, is there a danger of becoming immersed with those emotions beyond the recording studio?
I think the reason that those emotions are, within existence in the first place is because they are here outside of the recording studio, which might sound really pathetic and melodramatic. But yeah, I choose to write, sadder things because they are prevalent in my life, and I think it's worth reflecting over, and I think it's very immediate, and I think it makes for a good creative product as far as writing or music.
Full Metal Jackie with Mike Hronica from The Devil Wears Prada, and from their new album, 818, this is Martyrs. That was new music from Carcass, Captive Bolt Pistol, off their latest record, an amazing record called Surgical Steel. Bill Steer from Carcass was my guest last week on the show. If you missed it, you can get a podcast of it on the free Full Metal Jackie app for your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Hronica from The Devil Wears Prada is with us on the show. We're talking about the new album, 818. It's out now. And Mike, the band's collective faith is a key aspect of what you're all about. What is it about faith that makes it such a powerful creative tool, and how did you best use it to make this album?
I don't know if I would categorize it as a creative tool. Faith has always been very important for our band, simply, and I think that if you believe in something enough, discipleship should be a factor within that belief, which is our faith and why it is involved in our music. And I also think faith is very important in doing a good thing as far as keeping us all together and trying to keep us on the same page, because it is difficult spending a lot of time around the same people a lot of the year and being so involved, not just professionally, but so personally as well. Faith has been a wonderful component for just within those matters as far as trying, doing our best to get along and doing our best to, again, be on the same page and try to spread something that we believe to be so good.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Coming up, new music from Gwar, who also have a new album that just came out this week, some Iron Maiden, and our guest, Mike Hronica from The Devil Wears Prada, will be picking music too. It's all on the way.
I saw your mommy.
Suicidal Tendencies. Gwar before that. Full Metal Jackie, Mike Hronica from The Devil Wears Prada on the show with us. Again, the 818 tour is going to be getting underway November 2nd. The new album, 818, is out now. And Mike, compared to the rest of your catalog, this album will sound a bit different. There's such a fine line between establishing a familiar style than diverting from it. What excites you most about this new album, 818, and what scares you about it?
I mean, I'm excited simply in the relevance of a new piece, of a new record and new song, and getting to express something, which is obviously the fundamental behind making something like this. But, as far as fear, I guess the vulnerability, which is also something that's going to happen, something inevitable with expressing something. I mean, it's our fifth full-length plus the EP and the live DVD, CD. So a lot of that fear is beginning to become more suffocated, I think, and I've become more comfortable. And with coming up with 818 and the fact that it has been reflected as different and that a contrast within our band's music. I don't know. I think that we've come along far enough to where I don't have to fear what people think because I know what I think. And I don't know. I think that criticism is sort of factored into a very particular place within myself as far as I've come to more of an understanding that not everyone is ever going to understand everything. And particularly what I create and what I have to say. And with that in mind, the criticism and the vulnerability and the fact that this song sounds a little bit different, or the record as a whole sounds a little bit different, it's all just a piece of the equation, just a sort of consequence, I guess.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Coming up this hour, Typo Negative, New Dream Theater, Mike Ronica from The Devil Wears Prada will be picking a tune as well. Stick around.
Hey, this is Mike Ranica from The Devil Wears Prada, and I'm taking over Full Metal Jackie Radio. You are about to hear Paragon Pusher by Mammoth Grinder. I picked this song because I think their new record, Underworld, is what I would call the best record, or metal record, of the year. And I know this song definitely pops, and it's hard, so check it out.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Mike Ranica from The Devil Wears Prada is on the show. The album 818 is out now. And Mike, since the band started in 2005, on stage or off, how have you changed more?
On stage, I think it's definitely a bit different. I think different songs require a different action and different motion and energy as far as how they're reflected live. And I think that's evolved and changed. And it's also a direct product of whatever is most inspiring to me at the time and music I'm enjoying and watching off stage. I say this often, and I hate to be so monotonous with it, but to me, I see my career within the span, not so much that horribly threadbare statement that everyone says is, oh, it's more mature. And I don't, while I think that is applicable to The Devil Wears Prada, I see the motion and the growth of this band more in us maturing. So with that in mind, I think offstage is very, very important. And simply that I was 16 when I joined this band and I'm 24 now, that evolution of a person growing up is massive. I mean, that's not specific to me. That's a teenager growing into a young adult. I guess what's a little bit different for me compared to what just the normal person would be a lot of travel. But otherwise, I think it's been a very drastic change offstage and growing into more of an adult. And I think that's transparent in the music, but I might be too close and too subjective to accurately describe that.
Full Metal Jackie, more with Mike Ronica from The Devil Wears Prada coming up right after this. That was new music from El Nino. Forgive Me, Father, from their latest album, Epidemia. Their American Epidemia tour kicks off next week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Mike Ronica from The Devil Wears Prada, again a guest on the show. Pick up the new album, 818. And Mike, good luck on the road. The 818 tour gets underway November 2nd, goes through December 20th. Tell us about the other bands on the bill.
Let's see. The Ghost Inside is direct support, which we're excited about. I heard the band a few years ago, and I thought they do a really good job encompassing the sort of, like, what I would call, like, I guess a mesh between Misery Signals and Barrier Dead, where it's real bouncy, real heavy, but a notable melodic influence as well. Their direct support, we toured with them in Australia and around Europe a little bit, but it's our first time in North America with them, so we're very enthusiastic about that. Cool dudes and good band.
Awesome. Well, best of luck and congrats on the new album, 818, out now. See The Devil Wears Prada on the 818 tour starting November 2nd. Mike, thanks again for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.